and welcome to Lawcast. Today I'm joined by Emily Brown, head of Birkett Long's education team, to talk to us about academy conversions. So Emily, the big thing that we keep hearing about in the papers at the moment is to do with schools becoming academies, but what are they?
An academy is just another type of school. I suppose the easiest way to describe it is by looking at the funding and how it works. So at the moment our grant maintained schools receive money from the government via the local authority. Some funding is then held back by the local authority with the rest going to the school. But if a school becomes an academy instead, it becomes a company and the funding goes directly from the government. So at the moment that's from EFA, the funding arm of the Department for Education, and it goes to the school directly without that detour via the local authority. And in this way, the school has more control over the way those funds are spent on the school. There are obviously some more controls over what the school funds can be spent on, but it's the head, the SLT and the governors who are usually best placed to know where funding should be concentrated for their school. They are at the school day in, day out, and they will usually know what needs to be worked on so that each school can be improved, become even better. It's almost like the school becomes a quasi-independent school. There are other changes too. As I said earlier, the school becomes a limited company. Generally, the school governors become directors of that company. The school has more control over how it's run, the direction it's going to take, so there should be more freedom for individual schools. People do worry that there will be too much freedom given to schools, but those freedoms seem to be subject to various controls, the law, and the students still need to pass their exams, of course.
So what do most schools worry about with the conversion process?
Usually, and quite naturally, there will be questions about the staff, funding for the schools, the school site, and liabilities going forward. Schools have been really good at looking at the pros and cons of converting and looking at it from all angles. They should feel that they have a good team of advisors that they can really ask any question of. Generally, the key to a smooth conversion comes down to good communication. So asking questions will be important, but also, for example, one of the first things I usually get asked about is the staff. Will they be okay? Now, actually, the law protects the staff and their interests very well, but it's really about communication. It's all about talking to your staff. If they don't hear anything, they will worry, when in most cases, there is really very little for the staff to worry about at all.
And does the conversion process take long?
Well, there is a lot to think about during the conversion process. You've got to think about the staff, the school site, the lengthy documents. But once you've got your approval to go ahead from the DfE, well, the DfE usually says to allow 3 to 4 months, but we've converted schools in around 7 weeks before. Now, this can, of course, vary depending on each school, and I wouldn't want to generalise. Some schools have more complicated arrangements than others. But if you've got the right team around you and everyone's communicating, it can make things so much easier for the school. And when I talk about the team, I mean your SLT, the governors, the head, the school business manager or bursar. They will be able to help you no end. I usually advise that schools should appoint an academy working party from within your governing body, so there can be a real focus from the governors on it. But you should look at your team as being wider than that. You should make sure that you get the right external team too. So that's the right accountant, the right solicitor and legal advisors. Each school is given a grant of £25,000 to look into whether academy status is right for them and to then cover their legal costs. You should then look to find advisors that you feel that you can work with, that you trust, and who should be able to lead you right the way through the process without using too much legal speak and jargon.
If anyone's listening and they want to find out more information, how can they contact you?
Well, they can just give me a call. My direct number is 01206 217317.
Brilliant. Thank you, Emily.